the doctor say dictating medical report, patient first name is Heliodoro, H-E-L-I-O-D-O-R-O, last name is Murillo, M-U-R-I-L-L-O, date of birth is 04-26-1948, period examination date is 08-02-2025, period neckline chief complaint, colon patient came today as a follow for prostatic hypertrophy, period neckline subject to colon patient came today with her daughter stating that she is feeling much better now, has been followed with the urologist, period patient has no difficulty passing urine, and there is no blood in the urine. Period excellent review of system, colon patient denied. Headache, comma, fever, comma, chills, comma, chest pain, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling. Period next line. Object of colon. Heart examination has normal heart sound without any murmur. Period next line. Lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Period next line. Abdomen is soft without any tenderness and bowels are active. Period next line. Extremities have no calf tenderness already. My patient is able to ambulate without any assistance. Period. Next patient. Daniel, D-A-N-I-E-L, last name Rojas, R-O-J-A-S, date of birth is 07302004, examination date is 08-02-2025, period next line chief complaint, colon patient came today with a chief complaint of blood in the urine, comma, burning urination, comma, right leg, redness, and follow-up after abnormal liver function test, period next line, subject to colon. Patient came today with her mom. Correctional patient came today with her mother, stating that he has redness of the right leg, and it is been feeling better since taking antibiotic. Period. Next time, patient had a laboratory test done, and it showed few red blood cells in the urine, and patient stated that he sometimes had burning urination, otherwise on the marker he has not seen any clot in the urine. Period. Next line, patient also had liver function test, and it was one two test was abnormal, and patient just stated that he had party and was drinking beer, otherwise his alcohol uses occasionally. Period. Next line. Review of system, colon, patient denied. Headache, comma, dizziness, comma, chest pain, comma, short of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, diarrhea, comma, focal dizziness of the upper or extremities, comma, skin rashes, accretion, bleeding disorder, or snoring. Period. Next line. Past medical history. Unremarkable here. Next line. Social history patient. This is a student. A correction patient. Finished the high school. And he's working now. He's not exposed to any chemicals. Period. Patient, no history of smoking cigarettes. Otherwise, he's very active. Period. Next line. Object of colon. Neck is supple without any thyroid enlargement. Period. Next line. Heart examination has normal heart sound without any murmur. Period. Next line. Lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Here, there is no supraview for severe tenderness. Period. Next line. Extremities has no calf tenderness or edema. A tremor. Period. Next line. Neurological examination is intact. The patient is ambulatory without any assistance. Period. Next line. Skin examination of the right leg reveals less cellulitis and redness. There is no discharge anymore. Skin is intact. Here, next time, a patient is able to ambulate without any assistance. Here, next time, I had a long discussion with the patient and mother, and all their questions answered with satisfaction. They were well understanding. Here, next patient. It was that R-O-S-E-T-T-E, last name Farrow, F-A-R-R-O-W, date of birth is 09-12-1952, period examination date, 08-02-2025 to your next line. Chief complaint, colon, patient came today. Chief complaint of heartburn. To your next line, subject to colon, patient stated that she has heartburn on and off and she has seen a gastroenterologist and she was on pentoprazole 20 milligrams half an hour before meal time. Correction, patient was taking pentoprazole 10 milligrams, one tablet. Correction, patient was taking pentoprazole 20 milligrams, one tablet, half an hour before the meal once a day. Next time, patient denied any blood in the stools or black color stools. She does not have any nausea or vomiting, period. Next line, review of system, colon, patient denied headache, comma, chest pain, comma, short of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling or fainting episodes, period. Next line, objective colon. Heart examination has normal heart sounds without any murmur. The next line, lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. The next line, abdominal examination reveals minimal epigastric tenderness. The bowel sounds are active. There is no distension of the abdomen. The next line, extremities are unremarkable. The patient is able to ambulate without any assistance. Period. Next question is Azail, A-Z-A-I-L, last name, Bigram, P-I-G-R-A-M. Date of birth is 05-16-1970. Examination date is 08-02-2025. The next line, chief complaint, colon. The patient came today for annual physical exam and also complaining of nasal congestion, comma, increased body weight, comma, high follow for anxiety disorder, comma, hypertension, and high vitamin D level. Period. Next line, subject to colon. Patient stated that she has developed nasal congestion a few days ago, and it is not improving despite over-the-counter medications. Period. Patient denied any fever or chills. There was no sore throat. Period. Next line, patient also came today as a follow-up for is not able to lose weight and patient advised on low-carb diet. Also to start stretching exercises. Period. Next line, patient came today as a follow-up for anxiety disorder and she is requiring alprazolam 0.05 milligram once a day if needed. And she has and this helped her in the past. Period. Next line. The patient came today as a follow-up for hypertension and the repeat of blood pressure was 137/82. Okay, next line, patient had a recent blood test and the vitamin D level was high. Patient was advised on to stop vitamin D supplement. Okay, next line, review on system, colon, patient denied headache, comma, dizziness, comma, sore throat, comma, fever, comma, chills, comma, chest pain, comma, short of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, comma, tremors, comma, focal weakness of the upper lower extremities, or skin rashes. Your next line. Past medical history is significant for gout, and she is on allopurinol 100 milligram tablets once a day, along with low purine diet. Next line, patient has a history of multiple sclerosis and she is on tegridol, 20 milligram tablet, one tablet twice a day. Then also the patient is on tecfidera, T-E-C-F-I-D-E-R, 250 milligram capsule, one twice a day, as a neurologist. The next line. Patient has a history of gastritis and she is on somatidine 40 milligram tablet once a day before meal. The next line, patient has a history of neuropathy and she's on gabapentin 600 milligram tablet, one tablet, 3 times a day as needed. The next line, patient has a history of hypertension and she's on lisinopril 10 milligram tablet, one tablet daily, along with low salt diet. Here. Next line, allergy, flagyl, moderate skin rash without any respiratory distress. Here. Next line. Review of system, colon, patient denied. Correction. social history. Patient is single, and she has two children, lives with her. Period patient never smoked cigarette or drank alcohol, not stable acid drug use. Your next line, recent surgical history, none. Your next line, periodicated reviewed and discussed period. Next line, abscess of colon. At ENT examination, reveals nasal congestion, bilaterally without any bleeding period. Next line, neck is supple without any lymph node enlargement, thyroid enlargement period. Next line, heart examination, as normal heart comes without any murmur period. Next line, lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. The next line, abdomen is obese without any tenderness and bowels are active. The next line, extremities has no cap tenderness, edema, a tremor period. Next line, neurological examination is intact and patient is able to ambulate without any assistance period. Next line, had a long discussion with the patient regarding treatment plan. All her questions are answered, her satisfaction is verbal, as full understanding period. Next patient, Arendra, H-A-R-E-N-D-R-A, last name Singh, S-I-N-G-H. Date of birth is 06-16-1952. Period examination date is 07-31-2075. The next line, chief complaint, colon. Patient came today for a pre-op physical. The next line, subject to colon. The patient says that it's going for, correction patient is going to have spinal cord stimulator put in for intractable low back pain. The next line, subject to colon, patient says that he was seen by pain specialist several times. For lumbar spine, the correction for lumbar radiculopathy, and they had a trial of stimulator. And that helped him. And this patient is going for permanent spinal cord stimulator placement. But Dr. Hagel, H-A-G-E-L, here. Next line, patient describes back pain. That's been 8 or 9 number on 0 to 10. And it radiates sometimes to the legs. And patient use. Pain medication at least 3 times a day, sometimes 4 times. Next line, review of system, colon. Patient denied. Headache, comma, dizziness, comma, chest pain, comma, short of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, or tremors, period. Next line. That's medical history. Significant for hypertension, and he's on amlodipine 5 milligram tablet once a day. Next time, patient. Has a history of hypercholesterolemia and he's on PTA 10 milligram tablet once a day along with low fat diet. Your next time, patient. He's also on Vascepa, V-A-S-C-E-P-A, 1 gram capsules, 2 capsules twice a day. Next time, patient has a history of diabetes and he is on Placebo, 10 units of subcutaneous injection daily. Comma, metformin, 100 milligram tablet, 2 tablets in the morning, 1 in the evening. And Ozempic, 2 milligram. Comma, injection in the skin once a week, along with low-carb diet. Here, next line, patient has a history of hypothyroidism and he's on levothyroxine, 50 microgram once a day. Here, patient has a history of hypertension, he's on metoprolol, 50 milligram tablet once a day, along with low-salt diet. Here, next line, patient has a history of prostatic hypertrophy and he's on tamsulosin, 0.4 milligram tablet once a day, period. Next line. Social history. Patient married, lives with his wife, and he's currently unemployed due to severe back pain. Patient has no history of smoking cigarettes or alcohol use or substance abuse. Otherwise, most of the time, patient is resting because of intractable back pain. Period. Next line. Objective colon. cavity supple without it, or enlargement or lymph node enlargement. Your next an heart examination has normal heart sounds without any murmur. The next an ENT examination is unremarkable. The next line lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Your next an abdomen is slightly obese without any tenderness and bowel sounds active. Your next an extremities has no cap tenderness or edema. A tremor is clear. Next line. Neurological examination is intact and patient is able to ambulate without any assistance period. Next line, musculoskeletal examination reveals significant tenderness of the paraspinal soft tissue. And lumbar forward flexion is painful at 45 degrees period. End of dictation.